Hi, I'm Dr. Maren Fergala from Quest Diagnostics. I'm the Director of Athlete Health and Human Performance. Today we're going to talk about how Blueprint for Athletes can help you as an athlete to build your winning game plan. At Quest Diagnostics, we pride ourselves in empowering better health with diagnostic insights. We're a Fortune 500 company. In fact, we're the largest diagnostic laboratory in the world, where we have over 45,000 employees. Our work makes such an impact. It influences 70% of clinical decisions, which are based on laboratory results. I consider myself a sports scientist. As Director of Athlete Health and Performance, my job is to give athletes tools that they can use to improve performance. I've spent a long time in school. My PhD is from the University of Connecticut. I did a postdoc in muscle quality at UConn Medical School and worked at the University of Central Florida as a professor, where I published over 100 studies related to sports performance and making athletes better. I've received multiple awards and was recognized as one of the women who helped chart the course of UCF's 50-year history. I'm an associate editor for the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research and have worked for a long time on the science of making athletes better. So what is Blueprint for Athletes? Blueprint for Athletes is a new tool for athletes who want to perform at their peak. It consists of testing that is customized for the athlete, and it evaluates blood-based health markers, which provide personalized insights that the athlete can use to help improve performance, avoid vulnerability to injury, support better overall health, and what's most important is that it incorporates the latest science and input from athletes in a variety of sports to come up with the testing that's customized for the athlete. So how can Blueprint for Athletes help athletes? Well, athletes receive an actionable report with personalized test results that includes a breakdown of each health marker in a sports science application. So the first test, or the baseline test, provides a snapshot of health status. And tracking the results over time allows the athlete to monitor progress toward health, fitness, and performance goals. Based on Blueprint for Athletes reports, athletes can contemplate modifications to support improved performance in things like training regimens, nutrition plans, hydration strategies, recovery modalities, food exposure, and environmental exposure. So what does the plan look like? Blueprint for Athletes really starts with the foundation, or the goals of the athlete. It really considers what determines success in a given sport. In most sports, that is winning. But it really looks at the barriers to that success, whether it's fatigue, whether it's improper recovery, or other barriers that the athlete may face in that quest, and offers potential solutions that athletes can use to achieve success in a given sport. So Blueprint for Athletes is done in two phases. Phase one is done during physicals as part of a routine blood draw, and phase two is optional for athletes, where athletes may opt in for monitoring throughout the course of the season. So let's get into what Blueprint for Athletes actually is and what is it gonna tell you. So let's start with this scenario. How do you know what is going on inside your body? Do you have an internal clock that will tell you whether or not your levels are too high or too low? Do you know if you have food allergies? Do you know if you have fatigue due to suboptimal oxygen transport? Maybe you cramp, and that is due to electrolyte imbalances. Maybe you're dehydrated, and that's causing your power to decrease or your performance to not be where it needs to be. Maybe you have environmental allergies that trigger symptoms of asthma. Maybe there's underlying inflammation going on that's preventing your recovery. Maybe you don't have enough building blocks for your muscles to repair. Maybe your muscles are breaking down. Maybe you have nutritional deficiencies that are affecting metabolic efficiency. And maybe you have inadequate recovery. So how do you know what's going on inside your body? Well, we have biomarkers that can tell us this, or health markers that are related to any of these categories, like overall health, health of the kidneys, liver, immune system, cardiovascular system, biomarkers related to energy status, environmental allergens, nutrition, both micronutrients, macronutrients, food allergens, hydration, recovery, muscle status, and endurance. So in each of these categories, the Blueprint for Athlete program has approximately 100 biomarkers that are categorized according to each of these training goals. The important things about Blueprint for Athletes is that we do not do any drug testing. All of the biomarkers are related to performance goals strictly. So what will you get in your participation in Blueprint for Athletes? You will get a personalized report that includes a snapshot. This is an example of one athlete's blood urea nitrogen. Urea nitrogen is a marker of protein breakdown. You can see that this athlete, the dial is green, falls within range. Another example, if you choose to participate in the monitoring program, is this example right here, where we're measuring LDL cholesterol. This is an example of one athlete who came in for testing, and you can see that the LDL level initially was red because this athlete liked fried food, especially fried chicken. After receiving the initial report, this athlete made dietary changes to bring the LDL cholesterol back into a healthy range to indicate better dietary choices. The report is intended for you to use as a tool to share with your nutritionist, your strength and conditioning coach, your trainers, or a sports scientist like myself who will be available to you throughout the course of the season to help you decide what changes you need to make to optimize your performance. So Blueprint for Athletes can help you to make better food choices. Here's an example of the food allergen profile of one particular athlete. You can see that the red bars corresponding to each food indicate a high level of an immune protein that's associated with an allergen. And you can see that most of these high allergen levels are associated with fish. This was an athlete who was complaining about fatigue, and once cutting fish out of his diet at lunch, he reported that he had better energy levels for afternoon practices. Another example of how Blueprint can help you make better food choices is a biomarker called mercury. Mercury is an element that most of us consume from food, especially fish. It can be toxic if it accumulates in high levels in the body and can impair nerve function. So this is an example of an athlete who had higher levels of mercury. Come to find out, this athlete was consuming a lot of swordfish. And we know that some types of fish, like swordfish or bigger fish that feed on small fish, have higher mercury content. So this athlete, working with his nutritionist, switched to eating more salmon and was able to restore mercury to the recommended range and avoid the potential nerve function impairments. Also in Blueprint for Athletes, we measure a variety of micronutrients. So micronutrients are the elements that you need in your body that are required for many metabolic processes and help you to regulate water balance. So the Blueprint for Athletes measures things like your level of calcium, iron, folate, variety of vitamins that are really important for recovery, metabolism, things like blood clotting, but also will measure electrolytes in the body like sodium, potassium, and chloride that are really important for water balance and nerve conduction and are things that your body actually loses in considerable quantities in sweat. Blueprint for Athletes also helps you to monitor your muscle status and monitor measures of recovery. So for an example, this is an example of creatine kinase, a biomarker that is considered an enzyme that leaks from muscle. It's an enzyme that's important for ATP production, or that fast energy. So what happens is when your muscle is damaged, creatine kinase leaks from the muscle into the blood. And by monitoring your blood level of creatine kinase, we can see how damaged or disrupted your muscle is in to give you an indication of how hard you should be training. So this is an example of an athlete over time measuring creatine kinase who demonstrated exactly what we would want to see. During preseason, you can see that creatine kinase was elevated, but as the season went down, the levels were lower. So the one thing you can do to prevent creatine kinase from reaching high levels is doing intense training before the season starts to prepare the muscle so that it's not disrupted when it encounters a stress. Blueprint can also help you monitor muscle function in things like speed and power. So when we think about how muscles work, we have to think about the nerve. The nerve sends a signal to your muscle to cause it to contract. But how exactly does that work? Well, the nerve impulse is actually travels down the nerve by an exchange of ions like sodium and potassium. And in the muscle, calcium is very important to the contractile process. If there's disruptions or imbalances in things like this, sometimes it can be a cause for muscle cramping. In addition, As muscle is broken down with training or intense games, we need to make sure we have enough of the building blocks available to muscle to rebuild bigger, faster, and stronger. So Blueprint for Athletes offers a variety of amino acids in the test to help you identify any potential nutritional deficiencies. So this is an example of one athlete's amino acid profile. The green would indicate this athlete's in range. The red would indicate that the athlete is out of range in the given marker. So again, these are considered the building blocks of muscle. So what would an athlete do with this information? So here's an example. Arginine is an amino acid that is an important protein building block, but it's also a precursor to nitric oxide, which is very important for blood flow. So having low levels of arginine, like this particular athlete, the ability to build protein and to promote blood flow may be impaired. So working with a nutritionist, this athlete can explore protein sources like beef, chicken, fish to identify the food sources that are higher in that particular amino acid to make sure that deficiency is restored. Another marker that's particularly interesting to athletes monitoring muscle status is blood, urea, and nitrogen that we mentioned before. This is a marker of protein breakdown in the body, which is certainly undesirable but inevitable. But sometimes you can see this level elevated in athletes, as you can see here in a specific sports team. Two particular athletes at this testing time point had elevated blood, urea, and nitrogen, which would indicate excessive protein breakdown. These two athletes would want to work with their nutritionist and coaches to make sure they're supplementing with the right amount of protein so that they can replenish the protein that is being broken down in the body so that it does not result in smaller or weaker muscles. Vitamin D is a very important one in athletics. Once upon a time, we only thought about vitamin D as being important for bone health and calcium regulation. However, new research in sports science has shown that vitamin D is important for muscle function and protein synthesis. In particular, individuals or athletes at risk for higher vitamin D deficiency are individuals that live in a colder climate, have darker skin, or train indoors. So what can an athlete do if vitamin D levels were low? There's a variety of remedies that the athlete can take, some coming from the diet. So vitamin D is found in higher concentrations in foods like salmon, fatty fish, egg yolks, fortified milk, cereal, and orange juice. Also, sunlight exposure and supplementation. So athletes who are in the lower range for vitamin D, it may be affecting muscle function and protein synthesis, and they should work with their nutritionist or coaches to find ways to restore their vitamin D levels. So here's an example of one particular team that did Blueprint for Athletes testing. This was the first testing time point, and you can see that almost half the team had levels that would be considered red or low for vitamin D. After receiving the reports, the athletes understood the importance of vitamin D for sports performance and took measures to increase their vitamin D. So by the time the next test came around, there was only one athlete who had lower levels of vitamin D. So this team was successful in restoring vitamin D levels. So what does the program look like? So over the course of the 2016 season, as mentioned before, the Blueprint for Athletes program would be offered to all athletes during physicals. So that would be considered test one. Athletes will sign up for MyQuest to be able to view their results online or on their smartphones, but they'll also receive a report from their preliminary results during training camp. Those athletes that opt in to continue with monitoring to see how changes they make in their training, nutrition, or other recovery strategies help them throughout the course of the season can participate in the monitoring program, which will consist of about 3 to 4 additional tests throughout the course of the season in corresponding reports. So how can Blueprint for Athletes by Quest Diagnostics help you as an athlete to build your winning game plan? Blueprint for Athletes will provide you the personalized testing and insights that you can use to help you find ways to improve performance, avoid injury, and support better overall health. If you choose to participate in the program, please contact your training staff and doctors, nutritionists, strength and conditioning coaches to help you enroll in the program.